In a certain sense, this is part two from last week's share. Last week we spoke about that Isha, Al Das Baile Hina Deris. What about the father? Why does the father have a Koyach Timnad? We don't find any Gemara that says Kol Bas Al Das Avia Hina Deris. But it's not so Pashut. There's a Chuvas HaRashba, but it says that there's a Drisha in Shulchan Aruch Yerideyus and Rish Lamadala says the Lashon, he's going to bring it down. If you look in the, it's in the first column, Shalmin Yedarm at the bottom, Ayin B'Shach, beginning of the second paragraph. Similar Rish Lamadala, Sivkot and Dalit, Hevi B'Shem Drisha, Shagam Ba'av Shayach Hatan, Debita Nederes Aldaita. He says it, even though the Gemara never says it, but that sort of applies by your daughter also. So let's see the continue over there. You did nafshi, I guess that's just to abbreviate. Hagoyin Eliyahu, well, whatever. Eliyahu David, Eliyahu David. Tumim Avbezin, the color Panovich. Hevi Raya, the Gam Benidre Bas Birshusavia. That really the same thing applies with a daughter to a father. The Gam Ken Atam L'Gzeres, like we said last week from the Ran, that the Ran said it's not the Stam HaSor, it's a Sor in the Gzeres HaKosev. I'm going to prove it again soon. To Av Mefer, the father can be Mefer Mitam. What's the right? Gemara Gittin. Gemara with this, Mar Duyot says the following. The Kama Sham Heisher of Shimon Elazar Diver Eliezer, whatever, not important what the Gemara exactly was talking over there. And he had a response. Because he had a case where one person can make us and one person could another person can make it mutter. Do you ever hear of Reuben makes something awesome, he can make a mutter? Or Reuben can make something awesome, Shimon can make a mutter. Never heard of such a thing. Uparach, frankly, what do you mean? Hari Forest Habal, Isha Nederis, Ubal Mefer. You have a case where the Baal makes a nether, excuse me, the Isha makes a nether, she makes it us, and the Baal makes it mutter. So how can you tell me such a rule? And for the Gemara, Bishani Hasim Kedra Pinchas Mishmei Derava to Amar Kalin Nederes Alas Bali Nederes. Okay, yeah. So it's in other words, she really made a mutter. It's not that the Baal's making a mutter because she made the neder without understanding the Baal can undo it. So the question is, the Gemara doesn't talk about the father and the daughter. He has the same kasha. Hechametzinu the bas oiser and a av mater. Then says, "Oh, it's a matter. Mochrochem on nachnu l'taris gam kin al deres. The chol on a deres al das avi in a deres v'divrei pi chochem chen." So from that Gemara Zerayah, then it applies over here also. So Martin have to ask the same question twice. The same terence. It's the same. This is what he brings. Others bring this Zerayah also, but this is the Zerayah that he brings. Okay, so we're gonna have another approach. Okay, we're not gonna stay with this approach. But this A approach, again, the Drisha sounds like he says that also. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the Shalmei Nedarim. Okay, it's in the beginning of the the 10th Perek. The Shalmei Nedarim, it's Samach Vav Beis. Okay, so it's like this. Roy Levar, Tzas, Bederach Klal, Betama Faras Nedarim, Av Labitai, Ubal Lishtai. There's like the Mishnah, so it's like an introduction. Benara Murasa, right? That's the name of the Perek. Via Arus, Shneim of Rindadura. Here it's a combination of two. Imurak Zerzakosiv. Is it like the Kakiru we said last week? Is it Zerzakosiv? Or the Yesh Gankin is a Tam Visvara Mehekish. Hekish means the understanding, Hasichli. About forest balish, so how we have a raya. It's in become a sugyas. It gives a list. Shomru kedra pinchas mishrei the rava. Mekalna des adas bala hinederes. Now, oh, so maybe you can ask a kasha if an isha makes a ned adas bala. So what you learn over here in the sugya, there's only two kinds of nedarim, two rules, klolim of nedarim that you may for. So why not all nedarim? V'hadin may for rak nidri inu nefesh. Or Tvaram Shabbay Nedarim. So you have to say that fits into the Svara. Tzarech Loimer, the Maid, the Ichbus, something that he would it bother him. So I'm gonna, only make the net if he's so to say, if he gives his consent. Aval Maid, the Loy Ichbus, but it was nothing, like none of his business, so to say. So don't mix the stick your nose in over here. Again, Shine Nedarim, Shelly Nidre, Ili Nefesh, and Lenishre, Veino, Leveno. I'll die toy. Okay. Now, Umasha Amru al Das Bali Hinederes. So he's clearly saying, like the Ran, that don't think it's like the Pshat, that it's a Svara Gemura. Ain't a Pirshi Nederes al Tanai, Im Yisratza Baila. Imamish means I'm only doing it if he gives his consent. Avon Way Yisratza Liya Nidra Neder, Tim Kain Ha Yasagi, Im Yishma Baal. Yes, right. We said this right last week also. Just saying, the Ran brought it. I just said I'm not interested. It's a loshon sheyomer. It's not true. And only Tanochi. Yes, she taduri. Or he says ain't zaneder. Loyam aklum. It doesn't work. Or even baal shem loshon chacham. Mutalach also loyam aklum. And that's he brings the Ran that we had last time. Okay, so I'm going to skip like four lines. Umarit. Why dafka that day? Do it even a week later. In other words, it means it's a reason why it's different. Pircha is a funny lashon. Okay, the shani nedarim, the time of Rabba ispo the chol deres al das bai lehinei deres mishom hachi zaksal etayir lebal lahafir. Okay, now I want to let's go. Let's see the Ar Sameach over here. Okay, he's gonna in on a kuda and then have a different approach. I don't understand Bas, not the Baal. Understand Bas. So he said like this. He brings the same raya from Ze Oisa Zamater. I'll go through the words quickly. You know, Mishnah Loi Niska Rako Imuli Ishtai Chayn Kroy De Darshi Besafri Imi Ishi Kimeno Imi Imi Nidoreo Aleo Nidorem Shein Aleo Hakob Baal Fenerik Yum Muskel. It's like it's a Seichel Dike thing. The Perik Amigarish. Omar loy mitzvah nazayis zamater upora chari afara right about she makes us in about mutter kol des las bal hinazeres lefiz al karcha oh but first av kam kein lechera that's what you would say as we saw this in the aderes ulefiz a gan deze choy kmiyuchu ketar now of course you have to understand it's a he's going again it's not a svara gemura it's a choy kol makom yesh tam right the basis for it neshadal das aviyah baimlo kol shikos veran okay then it's baim he's gonna approve your raya we didn't mention this right last time to a forest baal chazina to a chmona loichilka venos the koyach a for lebal av makom de ena deras al daitoi Gemara says al das ba. I have a case where it wasn't al daitai. We spoke about from the Rishonim. She said she's not doing it al daitai, but I have a case for clear it's not al daitai, and it's going to work anyway. From this peirik, the vade haforis baloi gora mi haforis orus. The labal zchiyase bishtei gedoyel mischiyas orus. Right, that's for sure. A bal has a greater power on the ishtin than the oris. Chol zerminin, the oris may for bekoidmin. Ben don shenodra ad shloines arsa. If it's loines arsa, it wasn't al daitoi. Right? Well, Avi wasn't al daitoi. She knew she was getting married. She didn't know she was getting married. And it doesn't say in the Torah, chilek, or in the Gemara, chilek. She knew she was going to marry him. Not going to marry him. Didn't say they dated. They had a shidduch. Avi mishloines al daitoi. Kazina din Tyra Nosno Zhus Labal Apa Mokum Shain and the Deris Alda Toy Lohafer. The whole Chukah Tyra came. And they like the Mamash like that. It's a reason for the Xerisa Kosov, but at the end of the day, it's Xerisa Kosov. So even though clearly, okay, that's the. That really should be longer than last week's share. Okay, but now look what he says. Omnok. I skipped a bunch of lines. The last one, the line in the new paragraph, so to say. Omnam hadalai makshimara oth, idis raya, that he brought before, that Darius brought before, that it applies to the father also. No. Makshimagarish rafarasab, mishundigabi av is a different svara. And many achronim go with this. Okay? Rav Aaron Shtickel on the Dharma says it's the same mahalach. And we'll see. I mentioned from Rav Reuven. Fine, it was Rav Shimon Tarvidas. Kiven dehi kanyula av, since she is owned by the father, haschus limker bekatnusa. He said he could sell her. Maisiga deha. The whole shach we dash in the pasuk. Whole shach nureh lavia. The yeshla ba kinyan mamain. Right, he could sell her as an amavria. Lachain yochel ofes nedra. You own her. So part of the rights of ownership is to matter her nedarim. Look, tzas doim eleved de kafeyo. By evidence, says an eved kanani. If he makes a neder, it's a chal, because you're owned by somebody who you're not boss over yourself. Okay, but here's exactly the same. Tzas doim. L'chein nit l'toyer schus l'hafer. Avu abal dein l'boshum schus mamim min ha-toyer. There's no bailus over her. Parol shapir. Daddy wanted to catch the ois v'da mater. Okay, so that's the way the most kashrut. See, he anu mahalch. Not because, again, we had a gdolim who say yes, and maybe an rishayim who say yes. But he's saying a mahalch is that a girl is in the rishus of the father, and because the girl is the father, therefore the father has a right to do it. Now, the Reuven Fine has a gvaldig raya to this. I didn't photocopy the Gemara, but the Gemara beginning with Sechtus Kedushin, from over the Emek Sedrashim. Right, from Parshas Mishpatim, the Yatzachinim ain't Kosef, ain't Kesef Ladin Zeh, or Yesh Kesef Ladin Acher. That is Kesef to, in other words, when an Eved goes free, so you give money, or the Amavriya goes free, so you give money to the Adin. So over here, yes, ain't, I'm sorry, she goes free with some money, you don't need money, but Yesh Kesef Ladin Acher means when the Baal gives money to the father. So she goes free. So the Gemara says, going free? Well, she changed ownership. It's only Erisin. Erisin not owning ownership. Says the Gemara, this is the Lashon of the Gemara. With regard to Farsana, she did leave. Yeah, she didn't leave. My Sidaim still go to the father. Right? She still had the Rishus to the father. But like, about first, the Lashon, and that's called. Like you took away from the other end. The Snan, Nara Murasa, Avil Baal, Fernadaran. Those till now, it was the father alone. And that has to be together with the Baal. So he lost Baalus on her. So you see, Chayra, that's totally in Baalus. He has another ayah. Okay, another ayah. Now, this ayah, I can Ravleh Malin says the same side also. Now, another ayah. Oh, so two more rayas. One raya says like this: L'chayra, a girl is allowed to be mekadosh herself. Naira, the father can mekadosh her; she can mekadosh herself. How could she mekadosh herself? How does she have a right to mekadosh herself if she's taking her? She's not allowing the father has rights over her to make for her nedarim. If she's mekadosh, then he loses his rights. You could do kedushim to make him lose his rights. Maybe I'm saying the wrong lush, and you'll see how we answer it. Yeah, if the pshat is that there's a schus, so where does she have a right to do it? It says, but if the pshat is that she leaves the baal's rishus, it's not a kasha. She's allowed to get married to somebody else. She leaves her rishus. The Torah said you can marry. You're allowed to get married. In other words, it's not she's taking away the father's rights. She isn't in the father's domain anymore. It's again, if the pshat is she's still in the father's domain, so how can she do something which affects his rights? But the pshat is she's taka leaving the father's rishos. He doesn't own her anymore, at least to a certain degree. So that's why she has a right to do it. Again, yeah. It
she only loses his right once the condition occurs.
yeah, so but and the Torah said you mekadosh yourself. She can't ask kakasha, where do you have a right to do it? The Torah said I can mekadosh myself. Right? So it's pshat is she's still totally in the shus of the father. So it's hard to understand why would the Torah allow her to do something which has an effect on the father. But if the Torah says you have a right to leave, yeah, you're adult already, you're bas mitzvah, you have a right to walk out. So the Torah says if you do kedushin, you're walking out. If you walk out, you can't say it's not fair. When it's not fair, I have a right to leave. Okay, but that's a interesting raya. But here's a more positive raya. On this week's daf ayin, what does the Gemara say? Imhoyasiya, right? Makishavaya shniya mahavaya rishayna. When she was married the first time, so before kadmei havaya shniya, meaning before she got married the first time, it was totally in the rishus of the av. Then she became an arusa, not an nesuah. Then she doesn't go back to the father, an arusa. So now the father and the baal shutfis. Then he died. So what happens? The shroikna and goes back to the father, and what the father does it himself. Say, so, fine. What are you the pasuk for? Isn't it pashit? And when she was married to an arus, so he has rights to it. So meila, the father can't do it himself. If there's no arus, why shouldn't they go back to the father? Well, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it logical? You need a pasuk to teach you that? But if you learned the pshat, she left the rishus of the father. Who says she goes back to the rishus of the father? Again, in the pshat, it's just she's really in the rishus of the father. Just the father, there's another Baal Dover over here, the Baal Deya. He has to give his opinion in the matter also. Okay, he's not here anymore, so it's only the father's Deya. But if the pshat is, we know after Nisuin, she doesn't go back to the father. So who says after Erisin, you go back to the father's rishus? Maybe the father lost his, stronghold on her and doesn't go back. But I don't make, again, if the sword is called Das Baili Nederis or anything like that, so why should the father lose out? So it says, no, you leave the rishus of the father, and therefore you need a pasuk to teach you, yes, you go back into the rishus of the father. So we arrive to this yesod that the father being mefer in the darim is different than the baal mefer in the darim. Baal is mefer in the darim not because you're a bailim, it's because of Das Baili Nederis. When it comes to the father, it's because he's a bailim over him. Look at this arrive. I think that's a very, a okay. Let's see the Rambam over here on the bottom of the first page. Which Nedarim is a father Mefer? About we know. See, believe it or not, there's no clear Gemara to answer this question. And it's big Machlokes Rishonim. So the Rambam says, Kol Nedarim v'shuas av Mefer b'yom shomoy, sh'nemer kol nedarav esareho. Avla Baal and Yachal Hafel kol nedarim v'shuas, sh'eshem inu nefesh, oy sh'en dvarim sh'v'enei levena. Okay. So there's a difference between an av and a baal. Now the Rosh and the Rana, they disagree with the Rambam. They hold it's across the board that's the same as a baal, okay? But there's a sheet of the Rambam, okay? So now they ask a kasha on the Rambam. So let's see first the Kesef Mishnah. In the fourth line, Harosh Varan Kasu. Now, like I just mentioned, Shagama Av Enemefenidorim Nefesh. I disagree with the Rambam. The Hachi Isa Behadi B'Sefri. The Sefri, what does the Sefri say? So if you open up a Chumash to Parshas Matos, the Parsha of Afaras Nedarim, so last Pasuk before Shani, Pain of Levita, Vala Ishtavin of Levitai, Venura Besavia. So Torah in the same Pasuk says, Pain of Levitai, and then Vala Ishtavin, Ben Ishtavin of Levitai. So it's a hackish. So whatever Nedarim a Baal could do for his wife, same Nedarim a father does for the daughter. They're stating the Sefri. So how does the Rambam disagree? Kosa Baal Migdalei Oiz, Shachach Milunil Hikshul Rabbeinu. Yeah, this kasha is a the Rambam was asked this kasha. Now he does the free. The Heishiv, the kasha lo yaleha, he had a problem with it. But the lo yishtamid shum echad mishnei Talmudim, not Talmud Bavli, not Talmud Yishalmi. The lo yat toisois, lahaske rois a drosha, this the free. That's a seft, I guess. The lahaske, the drosha, this the free. Ulafika saiva the lasa li drosha. Elibidashimin. Okay, whatever. And we don't pass like that. And the Kesef Mishnah has issues with this. We said we don't pass like it. I'm not sure. We're going to try to answer a different teretz. Sounds like the Rambam himself said this teretz. I don't know. But there's another teretz which many Akronim say. Let's leave the Lechem Mishnah before the Hamik Dover. But Lechem Mishnah. Tash Rabbeinu, Shaloi Kedas Mepharshim. Again, like the Lechali Ben Avle Baal. That's the Rambam, in other words. The Rambam is not like the other, but the Rambam Shita is it's not the same. The Av Mefer Kol Nedarim, the Baal Mefer Dafka Nedrin and Nefesh. Okay, Vator B'Simrei Shlomo Dal Kosa B'Shemrei Yechiel Tashlisha a third Shita Grada. Compromise. Shekoidim Shenesarsa before Erisin Mefer Kol Nedareha. You could do all in Nedarim. Avol Nisarsa, but after she became an Arusa. Now the truth is. Well, we'll see in a minute. Omeis abal chazu but ozen and mefer nidrei nefesh. Only now I'll explain what the pshat of that sheet is in a minute. Before she got married, everything afterwards. Again, Erison. Time my kasev Rabbi Ben Yosef the kdeliyashem cries because he had the stira. Imahid the safri. He wanted the safri to shtem, and it says called the dorel. He told Pishar of Amid the Achish and his arsa, given the oida arusa. Loi hoye yochel lahafir ha'avil advarm shal inu nefesh. No, if he could always with shutvas with the baal, and a baal can only do inu nefesh, so the chayda avkin only do inu nefesh. Here again, let's say before there's a baal, he could do everything. But once he has to do with the baal, and the baal only has a koyach in the nefesh, so the father also only has a koyach of in the nefesh or bein levena. So meila, and once that it was lost, it doesn't come back. That's what he's explaining. But kapana, that's pshat in the Quran also. And as I state in the Nitziv, look at the Hamik Davar. So the lashon, he's going the word kol nidoreha, but av ksiv zeh lashon kol nidoreha. Not it says it with regard to hakama, and it says it with regard to hafara. Mashenkin bebal loiksim kol nidoreha ba'hakama v'le b'far. Now, in other words, hakama, of course, you can do anything. It's something even after hakama, it's hakama. So hafara is the question. And it doesn't say call. Why? Because exactly can't be made for all her nedarim. He can mekayim all of them. Not we ask him. It's not up to you. But so to say, he's mekayim it. The first law b'krom. Avol av made for kol nedarim. Kamo shukas v'rambam. Now uveemes, he's saying a svara. Kol nidre habas heima beinoy levena. Shein's a covered laav. He's saying a svara. Why the father should have a greater right than the baal? Because a daughter, you have a daughter, she's making a darim. What's a raya? Kidetnan reish perik rabbi Eliezer. Poiskalim b'choy da ve'em. So he's saying is a regular person makes a neder. So he go to him and say, you know, it's a bezayin to your parents. They have a child. Rather say they learn. He learned. You learned it from them, right? So it's so because she bas. The bas is mamish. You know, belongs to the father, and she's making the darim. So every neder she makes is a bezayin to the father. Okay, I disagree. V'hadat tani b'sefri hekish av labal ma bal enel midar shvein uveina. Ainal Barusa. Yeah, that only happened by Narusa, not by when she was. In other words, there's a difference between before she's Narusa and afterwards. Before she's Narusa, he could do everything. Because for Aris Vadin Yochel Hafil Mashabin Ilveno in the Nefesh. And the Baal, when there's a Baal, the Av can't do more than that. Now, Vasaka died in Mashaini Ken Nisher Bushusa Av. Yeah, maybe you think. But no. Maybe when it comes to the Dorm, which is Bein Ilveno, they both have to do it. If it's seen in Nefesh, they both have to do it. If it's not, maybe only the father does it. Because the Baal has no rights on these Nadarim, but the father does. Shohachi, Tani, no. That's when he did Safri. She'ein la'av, gam kem rishus. That's what Safri had to learn out, that the Av is like the Baal. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa. So I'm not sure how to understand it. If the Rambam himself seemed to say to give it the teretz, well, it sounds like a very good teretz. But before Erison, he could do everything. After Erison, yeah, he can't. Okay, the separate killing. What happens after he dies? Oh, that's a separate child. Look upon him. Now, if you learn the new mahalach that we're saying today, it's not pshat the bas is doing. I mean, it could be that it's not clear what the nesiv meant. It says it's a mizoyin to the father. So that means al das avia. Oh, but that's why the Torah gave him. Well, we're learning now that the father gave the daughter rights, right? I mean, excuse me. Yeah, the father gave rights on his daughter. So mainly has a if it's because al das avia abali nederes. So we say these nederim yes and these nederim not. But that's not. It's not because of al das avia. It's because if you're a boss over her, so why are you a boss over a certain Nadarim? You're not a boss over other Nadarim. It makes sense. There should be an Afkamina. Rambam makes sense with this Mahalach that you're a boss, your owner. She's in your issues. It's very good. I just read you the Gemara in Kedushin. Gemara in Kedushin says when it comes after Erisin, the father loses his rishus over her. So it could be that the koyach that the father had over his daughter, well, before she was an Arusa, is much stronger than the father's koyach over her when she's after being Arusa. So Mela, before she's an Arusa, tak it's called Nidoreha. But once it's an Arusa, she left the shus of the father partially. Well, partially is that the Baal has to do it also. But partially is that you lose your rights on certain Nidoreha, which negate her, which negate you learn this mahalach, it's very understandable that there could be a lessening of the power of what the father has over his daughter.
You say both, right? When he left her rishus,
right?
Or she left his rishus, so right. She's completely out. But there's that other svar of zal das avia hinil deris, which is just by inu nefresh. If you say they're both true.
I'm not disagreeing it's such a possibility, but in other words, beforehand, it's in other words, before it's inertious, and afterwards it's Gemara's lashon is. I mean, okay, I can't disprove you. I hear what you're saying, but you know, is it true that a daughter does aldas a father? I don't know. A baal, a isha to a baal, we can understand more than just aldas. a daughter to a father. I don't know, you know. There's a lesson that they bring down. They'll say the reason he does aldash lo tizgano al baila, and they say v'feresh yatzal tizgano al aviyah. Such a svara. So you're saying another possibility. I didn't see clearly. I'm not saying it's not. I didn't see clearly, you know, such a thing. But if you learn this way, it's like a two separate things. The father is because the baal is because aldas, and the father is because he's a bailam, but he taka loses a certain bailus. Again, this is from the Rambam. According to the Rosh and the Ran, it's not Akasha. He never had bialis more than that. Okay.